President Donald Trump has been expressing disappointment with Russian leader Vladimir Putin recently, and on Monday, Trump took it to the next level.
And I'm disappointed in President Putin because I thought we would have had a deal 2 months ago, but it doesn't seem to get there. So based on that, we're going to be doing secondary tariffs. If we don't have a deal in 50 days, it's very simple. And they'll be at 100%. And that's the way it is. That can be more simple. It's just the way it is. I hope we don't have to do it.
In addition to the announced tariffs, Trump also announced a deal to send more military aid to Ukraine without the U.S. paying for it.
We've made a deal today where we are going to be sending them weapons and they're going to be paying for them. We, the United States, will not be having any payment made. We're not buying it, but we will manufacture it and they're going to be paying for it.
Trump made a point of assigning blame.
This is not Trump's war. We're here to try and get it finished and settled, whatever. Because nobody wins with this. This is a loser from every standpoint.
From day one.
This was Biden and this was other people.
Trump made the announcement during a meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
This is really big. This is really big.
Rutte praised Trump's announcement.
The decision is that you want Ukraine what it needs to have to maintain, to be able to defend itself against Russia, but you do want Europeans to pay for it, which is totally logical. And this is building on the tremendous success of the NATO summit.
Trump did not announce specifics like a dollar amount for the aid or what weapons will be included, though he did mention Patriot air defense missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he spoke with Trump after the announcement, saying they agreed to stay in regular contact. Zelensky, who had been berated by Trump in the White House for not saying thank you enough, added, "Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, America." One person who was less impressed by Trump's announcement was House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He said in a news conference that Trump has, in his words, spent the first 6 months of his presidency playing footsie with Vladimir Putin.
Congress has to act independently in this area, and we should sanction Russia and continue to keep the pressure on. Vladimir Putin and Russia, a sworn enemy of this country, until the Ukrainian people are able to achieve victory for themselves, our NATO allies in Europe, and the free world.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.